Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Monday's show.
I'm glad to be back. I actually look forward to Mondays, which I know most people in their life don't, but I feel so lucky and just blessed to have a great job that I love to go to. So good morning, studio!
Good morning!
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, everybody. Amy had a time at Dierks Bentley. Played it cool, I hope.
Yeah, of course.
No, not of course.
What? No, I totally play it cool when I'm around him. Like, I do. Like, I'm just, you don't even
You're
know
You're stumbling
that I'm
right now. I'm just talking about it.
Like, I'm there, but you don't know I'm there.
Oh, yeah, fly on the wall?
But I'm like, hey, Dierks.
Hey, Dierks. We'll talk about that coming up. I did a stand-up comedy show in Tuscaloosa. I wonder what everybody did. But thank you for being with us. Google Maps, which is what I use Google Maps first. I use Waze second. And then I use my Apple Maps third. Mm-hmm. What do you use as your main?
Probably my Apple Maps first and then Waze. I don't really ever use the Google one.
I think Google's the best.
Maybe I need to check it out.
I just think they spy on us more, so they're better.
Yeah.
So now, not only are they going to give you driving directions, the parking availability status is going to be included in a lot of this.
Cool.
So there'll be a little P icon, which sounds funny. P icon.
But you're 12.
It will. That's true. It will display the chance that you'll find an open spot in the immediate vicinity, kind of where to go if you're looking for parking.
Wow, that's so high tech.
Technology is awesome.
That's so, like, we're watching your every move.
For sure. Just embrace it, folks.
I love it.
We're covered.
Hey, I hate finding parking, so that's great.
Yeah, take our privacy. Find us parking.
Give us
I'm
the
in.
P.
Yes. Give us a P.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Philadelphia barber Brennan Jones started Haircuts for the Homeless. He takes one day, he travels around the city, he gives haircuts to the less fortunate. What he does is he hooks his clippers up to his car battery, and he does the haircuts right outside in the open.
That's awesome.
And he goes to the next place. Isn't that cool?
Look at
that
him. Guy.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in San Antonio. One person is dead. Six were hurt at a mall. Two gunmen robbed a jewelry store. A Good Samaritan tried to stop them and was killed. In airline news, United flights across America were stopped for an entire hour after a computer glitch. Things are back to normal now, the company says. And finally, in sports news, the Super Bowl is all set. It's going to be the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Game is in a couple weeks.
I think you give the Dierks Bentley concert an A++, right?
Yeah, whatever you'll allow me. Yeah. Do you like A++? You don't like
110%? No, I don't. But Amy was having the time of her life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, I didn't know if I was going to go. My schedule was weird. But yeah, Amy and I ended up watching the show from the soundboard, and then you stayed after and went to the after party.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's early in the year, but this might be like the best night of my year.
When today's January 23rd. That's fair.
Okay.
One out of 23.
But I think it could stay that way.
Forever?
Well, I mean, I know my kids are going to come, so that'll probably trump.
Maybe.
Trump.
Pats and Falcons head to Super Bowl 51. I was half right. I did predict the Patriots to win the whole thing before the year started, so I was glad to see them win. We have no Packer fans in here, huh?
No.
So all of our Madison listeners, shout out to you guys. Sorry about that. I actually thought Green Bay was going to beat Atlanta yesterday. So the Patriots and Falcons, that was the last day of their stadium in Atlanta, the Georgia Dome.
Oh.
Not that you care.
Fun fact.
So there's that.
I did see the team of the Steelers, right? They pulled the fire alarm on the Patriots. I don't know.
No, a fan.
A fan, sorry.
They had nothing. The Patriots had nothing to do with that.
I didn't even know which team
they
it was.
They pulled the fire alarm at 3 a.m. And this is a somewhat common thing in sports where idiot fans
so
of other teams will go and pull the fire. Like, it happens in college basketball
it's
and football.
It's so wrong.
It is so wrong.
But it's so wrong.
They arrested him. He got fined. But, yeah, like, the whole team had to leave and, like, wake up their sleep. And a lot of the Steelers had the flu, as did a lot of the Packers.
That's not good.
It's not good, but it's life. Mm-hmm. Dierks was sick before his show. I was sick before our Ryman show. Sometimes you got to live with life happens, man. Mm-hmm. Congrats to the Pats. I'm a huge Tom Brady guy, so I drew a little heart.
I'm pretty sure I called the Pats, too.
I don't think so.
I've been saying Patriots all along.
Stop it.
Don't know.
Here, Amy's every fan right now, ever. It'll be good. It's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. That's the Super Bowl.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, time for the good news. It's your positivity for a Monday.
Tell me something good.
All right, so thanks to our big sister, who, by the way, is 2 years old. This 10-month-old is alive. She fell into the kiddie pool, and her 2-year-old older sister jumped in and saved her. The 2-year-old was even smart enough to put on a floaty, jump in, pull her sister out of the pool, and the mom was like, what happened? Because the mom was getting groceries out of the car. But the 2-year-old saved the 10-month-old. Both so young.
Yeah, I'm like, at 2 years old, would I have ever even known to do all that? I don't know.
And probably not, nor would I have thought to put on a floaty at 2 years old to jump
right.
into.
It's awesome. Amy. Octavia Spencer, she's in Hidden Figures, the movie that's out right now, and she bought out an entire L.A. theater so that families who can't afford to see movies, because it's an important historical movie, she wanted them to be able to see it, and she rented it out so people could watch it for free.
They send me that to screen? I don't have a disc drive.
Oh, I do. Can I watch it?
I gave them all to Mike D. But that's the movie where a lot of women are like working behind the scenes at NASA.
There's 3 African-American women in particular that the movie highlights. And they were major players in the first man going into orbit.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry I didn't save it for you.
Their story being told. I'll hit it up.
If I sold it. Lunchbox?
There was this 73-year-old man. He was running a half marathon. He's at mile marker 13 just before the finish. And he trips over a stroller. Someone had left it, you know, kind of in the way. He fell, busted his face, had a big gash over his eyes. 2 guys picked him up and helped him finish the race.
Wow.
And then he had to go to the hospital and get 6 stitches in his face.
Wow. He still finished the race?
Yeah, but 2 guys picked him up and helped him cross. It was pretty cool.
Nice guys.
There you go. Good news.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox met Chris Rock over the weekend.
You got to
awesome.
Actually meet
what?
Him?
Yeah.
So Chris Rock is testing material. So he came to town and played 4 or 5 shows at a comedy club here in town. And so Lunch waited after the show for him to come out the back door.
Yeah, because there was a back door and you saw a black van sitting there. And I was like, oh, that's the van he's getting in. And so I just stood there for like 30, 45 minutes waiting for Chris Rock to come out. And I was like, I'm going to meet Chris Rock.
Were you the only one?
No, there was like 30 people.
Okay.
Here is the audio of Lunchbox trying to get a picture with Chris Rock.
Chris, can I quick? I got the camera ready.
Let me step back.
Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Huge fan. Come on. Oh. Look, here, snap picture. Look, he's smiling. Me and Chris. Did we get it all?
I got the door closed.
You didn't get it, huh? It didn't sound like you met him. Like I know you said you met him, but no. It doesn't sound like you met him.
Are you kidding me?
Did you touch him?
No, he had a big old bodyguard. You weren't allowed to touch him.
So you didn't shake his hand?
No.
Did you exchange words with him?
You heard me talk to him.
No, I know. Oh. But
okay.
Did you have eye contact at all?
I don't know if he was looking at me or the other people around me, but I mean, we could have had eye contact.
And did you get a picture with him?
Yeah, I got a picture with him. I got 2.
With him?
Yeah. Like, my head's right here and then his head's right there.
Yeah?
And then the other one where he's sitting in the van.
Yeah.
I'm, like, there and they're closing the door.
So you didn't really meet him. You just kind of were in his proximity.
I call that meeting and I thought I did pretty good. I was trying to be not as aggressive and it backfired.
You were aggressive.
It backfired,
no,
though.
No, you've been aggressive before and never gotten a picture. I don't
think
that.
Yeah, man, but it was pretty cool to meet him. Like, I was like, I met Chris Rock.
I don't think you met him. Like,
That's awesome.
I don't know. Some listeners can call and tell us if they think this counts. Like, I don't. But it's cool that you get to see him, though.
Like, oh, man, I stood out there and I was like, he's coming.
I mean, he's the greatest comedian of our generation. Like, that's you know, the Tom Brady of comedians. So, yeah.
I mean, look. Look at my head and look at Chris's head.
Oh, you definitely didn't meet him.
Oh, yeah, that's
you're like,
oh,
no. You're like 3 people from him, dude. Yeah.
Chris, can I quick? I got the camera ready.
Who's cursing? Why are you beeping that?
It's just people around you. Ray wasn't sure if there was curse words, so he got nervous.
Good.
And then look, they slammed the door on me.
You in the van. It's like you're selling a van. Well, congratulations. Did you have fun?
Oh, it was awesome. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Dylan Bryan is pretty excited. He was invited to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, which is going down in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's cool. Only, I think, 3 or 4 country stars have ever been invited to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Garth Brooks and Faith and Dixie Chicks.
Carrie Underwood.
Yep. So, yeah, congrats, Luke.
Congratulations also to Justin Moore. He announced on social media that he and his wife, Kate, are expecting baby number 4 in June. Now, Justin's always talked about before he's in a house full of girls. So he's got 3 daughters,
and
a wife.
Another one.
And
another daughter's coming. For
we'll
sure.
see what happens. Yeah. Congratulations to them. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. A 40-year-old man was doing some shopping in a consignment store, and they had a little bucket that said, drop your business card for 20% off your next purchase. So he put his business card in there. Before he left, though, he stole a pearl necklace and a couple other items.
Stop it.
And they just went to his business card and knew where he worked, went and arrested him.
Oh, my. You know what? I've dropped my business card, and some of those buckets were like, hey, if you drop, you win. I win every time. Because I think most times they pick everybody because it's some sort of promotional thing more than it is you actually win something.
Oh, I thought you'd win because you're a celebrity and they want you to.
No, I think they call everybody in there.
Oh.
But yeah, what a knucklehead to drop his business card with his name on it as he stole something.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
A lot of us went to watch Dierks Bentley this weekend. And if Dierks comes to wherever you are, you should go. I mean, he comes out, and one of his first songs was Am I the Only One?
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
I mean, the whole crowd was singing this one.
Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it to the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will be all that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
That was good. He got the crowd into it, and then he went into 5150. Mm-hmm. And it was cool because sometimes at that arena, they'll go, it's a sellout, but don't quite be sold out. This was a legitimate sellout. It was fantastic. So, I mean, pretty much for us, it was. And I didn't know if I was going to go because the night before, I was in Tuscaloosa doing a stand-up comedy show, and we drove like 8 hours, like there and back the same night.
Yeah.
And Dierks texts me, goes, dude, are you coming? And I was like, I don't know. And then he texts me a picture of him and with a needle in his arm. With a, what are those bags called?
IV bags?
The IV, yeah, thank you. I was like, what? He's like, dude, you know, been sick. And he's like, come on, look at this. I got an IV bag in my arm.
Aw. He's like, you should come to
my
show.
So I got guilted to go.
Like a little sick puppy.
And then, I really had a great time. And it was really good. I'll play some darts now. Why not? If you're up early in the morning and you're exercising, and you're using your phone for anything other than music, it's impacting your workout terribly. Because once you start looking at text or anything else, completely takes you off your game. Half your workout, pretty much. So don't look at it. Leave it in your pocket. Don't look at it. Turn the music on. Turn the radio on. Just go at it.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
So you thought your freezer broke this weekend?
Yeah, I thought something was wrong.
Why?
I open it up and it's like snow falling out of my freezer and everything has snow all over it.
I saw your Snapchat and it looked like freezer burn all through your freezer.
Everywhere, on everything. And so I'm thinking, great, I don't know if it's broken. Some people were suggesting I may have a hose loose. I've checked the settings, I'm on Google, I'm trying to fix it. And then someone sends me a note on Snapchat saying that happens to them all the time. It's only because you've left your freezer door open. You didn't shut it all the way, so then it creates that. So you have to wipe everything down, shut it all the way, you'll be good to go.
Is that what happened?
Yes, because then the next day, everything's totally fine. But I spent so much time trying to fix it, and it wasn't even broken.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal. Don't feel dumb.
I'd like that time back.
How many times I left my car door open overnight and I'm like, oh, I'm so dumb. It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a bunch of stuff out and like I'm unloading stuff and then I leave my door open and I walk out the next morning. I'm like, me. You look in there first like someone could be in there waiting on you, but they never, they're not.
Yeah.
Because if they were, they'd shut the door and just wait on you. So I did watch the inauguration on Friday. Like I went home and watched it at the house. And so, I have some of this. This is breaking news. This is actually, did everybody watch, by the way?
Yeah.
I watched at the dentist.
I was surprised, and I tweeted too, that it's not a federal holiday, the inauguration. Like, period, for all inaugurations.
I saw your tweet, and I was like, good point.
Because it's like the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Where's the Trump audio, Ray?
Far left, one.
Okay, thank you. Here it is. Here's Donald Trump, right?
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump,
Do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Yeah! And I was just like, how is this not a holiday? Every 4 years, it's not even an every year thing. Yeah. We're not asking for a new one every year. I mean, we have Leprechaun Day and Chocolate Heart Day, but we can't get a new president takes over day.
I don't know. You could be onto something.
And then everybody's like, well, we need a holiday for voting, too. No, you can vote when you get off work. Or before, you know. But I just, and hopefully kids were watching in classes and stuff.
Because oh, I'm sure.
It's something in your lifetime you only see every
4 years.
4 years or so. So I did that on Friday. It's just cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the people. Nobody needs to fight about how many people were there either. Just stop that. Stop with all that mess.
Oh, did you see all the people comparing camera angles? Like, if you
I don't even want to go down that hole,
okay,
because there's just bigger things
know.
To worry about than
that's
that.
That's so true. But you never know what to believe anyways with Photoshop.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Christy in North Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. What do you think about this?
Okay, so I was listening to you earlier, and Amy or you made the comment, you know, that hopefully the kids in the country were watching it on TV. And in fact, in my city or county in North Carolina, they were not watching it on TV. So I let my children stay home from school. I felt like it was important that they be involved in history and that it be a learning opportunity for them so that they can, you know, eventually be good citizens, vote, make their voice heard and have that chance. So I think it should be a holiday.
Yeah.
Or if not, then schools should be required to show it in the school because it is history. It's not a reality TV show.
Well, the thing is you get people who disagree with one candidate or the other. And the thing about a holiday is parents can show it or not show it. It's their choice.
Oh, that's a good point. Because I was just thinking, yeah, why wouldn't schools show it?
Tiffany in Florida, you're a teacher?
Yes.
So what happened with you on Friday?
We had parents calling in saying, do not show the inauguration.
You know, and if you get a campaign, and listen, the last couple of few, it's like you can't disagree with someone without people just hating the other person for their party. That's why it should be a holiday, so you don't have this happen at school. So parents were calling in. What did you do? Did you put those kids in a different classroom?
No, we didn't show it.
Oh, you just straight up didn't show it?
No, we didn't show it because I teach kindergarten, so they really didn't grasp the concept. They thought that they could run for president that year, you know. They didn't really get it anyways, but, you know, in the past, it was mandatory. For when President Obama was elected, it was mandatory that you watched the inauguration. Every classroom.
Yeah, it seems like we watched it as kids.
Yeah, I would see. I mean, I'm shocked by this right now. I was just thinking, like, it's just part of history, not taking a political side. You just watch and respect the office that we have and, like, the highest
Let's
office
not act
in our
like
country.
That's happening, though, a lot.
Why, but
times have changed.
Okay.
The watch and respect have changed. And in our culture in the last 15 years or so, it's not the same as it used to be.
Oh.
There's not just, well, let's just respect the office. It's just not that way. It hasn't been that way. It's not that way now.
Well,
it should be.
So fix it.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'll come back after the break. It'll be fixed.
Thanks. Thank you.
No, there is no break. I do have, it's Tiffany Amber Thiessen's birthday today.
Oh, nice.
So
Kelly Kapowski.
She was Kelly Kapowski. Yeah. She's 41 today. So happy birthday to her. One of the most influential shows of our lifetime. And not that it made us do anything, but just watch. Like, it didn't influence, like, our belief system or anything. That's young. Like, she's 41. She's younger than the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
So, you know, she did Saved by the Bell, 90210, White Collar.
Mm-hmm.
So all that was out. What do you think the best, in your opinion, your favorite show of your entire life? You get one show. Like, your favorite show
Friends.
Ever. Friends is your favorite show of your entire life?
I mean, yeah. If I have to pick something that I've watched way back then, I still can watch now, yes.
I would pick The Office as my favorite show of my entire life. Lunchbox?
Seinfeld.
Really? Do you know that today in 1991, Seinfeld debuted for the first time?
Really?
Yeah. Seinfeld debuted on NBC as a regular series. 1991.
Wow.
And that's your favorite of all time?
Love it.
Yeah? Still watch it and laugh out loud?
Yep. Still can watch reruns and it's still funny.
I was never much of a Seinfeld guy.
Do you watch it now, the reruns?
It's sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. It's on TBS, there's nothing else on. Oh. Eddie, what about you?
Three's Company, dude. I watched that when I was a kid, and if it's on now, like TV Land, I'm watching it.
That was on before you were alive, though.
Yeah, oh no, it wasn't. It was on when I was alive, just towards the early part of my life.
Green Acres.
Yeah, right?
Perry hey. Mason.
Hey, what is Three's Company?
It's Jack Tripper.
Jack Tripper, dude.
He had two girl roommates.
Yes, yeah. He lived with two girls.
He did.
Jack Tripper.
877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. You can share with us your one favorite TV show of your whole lifetime. You know, come and knock on our door.
Yeah, he is.
John Ritter. We'll be waiting for you.
I know who
we'll
he
waiting
is.
For you. Doesn't Baba Pizza, 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 Three's Company, too. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, Julie, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Real good. We were talking about our TV shows, and, you know, today, like in 1991, Seinfeld's very first ever happened. It was Tiffany Thiessen's, used to be Tiffany Amber Thiessen's birthday from Saved by the Bell. And so we kind of shared ours. Mine was The Office, Amy's is Friends, Lunchbox is Seinfeld. What about you? Your one show, Julie, your favorite of your whole life?
Well, I bought every DVD season of this show, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I used to watch it. I read all the books, too.
I never read any books, ever.
Wait. Any books ever or any Little House on the Prairie books?
No, I'm a teacher. And any books ever. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, are you really a teacher?
I really am a teacher.
Yeah, what grade do you teach?
I teach elementary physical education.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for calling. And are you on the way to school right now?
I'm on my way to school.
Hope you have a fantastic school day.
All right. You're number 34.
Woo. You're number 34. Whoa. Is that
wow.
right? Wow. How about that?
4 years.
That's crazy. Well, congratulations. Have a great day. Let's go over to Alan in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Your favorite one, like your show of your lifetime?
Would be Cheers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say that. Did you know that Sam Malone job was almost Kevin Nealon? You guys know who Kevin Nealon is? From Saturday Night Live, from Weeds.
Wow.
Yeah, and at the last minute, they switched it from a football player to a baseball player, and they hired Ted Danson.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact. I don't know. I just know fun facts.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. Alan, thank you for your call, man.
Chicken him.
Did you go? Hey, did you ever been to the Cheers bar in Boston?
No, I have not. That's on my bucket list.
No, do it before you start bucketing things. But yeah, appreciate the call. I met Ted Danson. He came to our Raging Idiot show at the Ryman.
So random.
And he was standing back in the back, and because I'm friends with Brothers Osborne and their wife, John's wife, Lucy Silvis, and she brought them with her. She was like, is it okay if Ted Danson and Mary, his wife, come? I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's standing there. And I was like, oh, we're right in the middle of the show, too. And I'm like, I have to go talk to Ted Danson.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go over. Really nice. And then I made him walk out and wave at the crowd, which I don't think he won't. I mean, he wasn't uncomfortable with it, but he wasn't expecting it. And I was like, everybody, I just got to say, Ted Danson's here. And he walks out. And the crowd went crazy.
Yeah.
Because to some people, he's Becker.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
Because that show was really big. Yeah. And to some people, of course, he's Sam Malone from Cheers, and he did some, like...
Three Men and a Baby or something.
CSI stuff. Or he had a show like that for a while, too. Bob in Iowa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just gonna head to work. Going to go my teaching job.
Yeah, you a teacher, too?
Yeah.
What do you teach?
I teach sixth grade math and science.
Dang, what are you guys learning right now?
Right now, we are teaching them about writing algebraic expressions.
Mm. Now, is this stuff all new? Like, every year, do you have to relearn stuff? Do you have to learn new stuff, or are you just good?
I just started teaching math last year, and I went through it going, holy cow, I don't even know what this means. So I had to relearn everything myself, and so then, you know, this year is a lot easier going, oh, I remember this now. But
I mean, imagine, though, you have sixth graders doing that, too, going, holy cow.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I kind of tell them. I go, I did this last year, and it was a pain in the rear then.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite TV show ever, Bob?
Favorite TV show ever would have to be Scrubs.
That's a funny one.
Mm. Yeah.
I can still watch that and laugh out loud.
Absolutely. My brother and I always said, you know, if we were stuck on a desert island, we had one show to watch, that would be it.
Well, Bob, appreciate that, and thanks for being a teacher, man. I love that. Love all the teachers that listen. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So I know there's a lot of Wynonna Judd fans out there, and she announced the dates of her tour this year. Yep, she's going out on tour. It's going to start in March and run through October, and you could grab dates at Wynonna.com. And the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, Split, it won the box office this weekend, taking in $40 million, which was almost double what they thought it was going to make.
I love his movies. I don't even know what this is about. Anyone know what Split's about?
No. Never heard of it.
Sure,
like,
might
he
be.
Has so many good movies that are like Signs. Mm-hmm. I See Dead People. Lady in the Water.
That was Sixth Sense, by the way, right?
Yeah. I See Dead People is Sixth Sense.
His, the big twists. But yeah, I don't even know what Split is. Hey, well, Mike D, our phone screener, he saw some of the movies because I get to vote in these, you know, big things. And so I get to vote for like Motion Picture of the Year. And so they sent me Manchester by the Sea and La La Land and all this stuff that's probably a little too cool for me to go to the movies and watch. But Mike took them home and watched them. Manchester by the Sea, you like that or no?
Really good, yeah.
It was really good?
Yeah, it's
did you cry?
Really sad.
It's not about a boat at sea, though, right?
Not at all.
Okay, that's what I think. I think it's like a Russell Crowe movie where he's out of the ocean. La La Land, don't they sing in that one?
Yeah, it's a musical, and I didn't think I was going to like it, but it's really good, too.
And that has Ryan Gosling and...
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, not Emma Watson. No, not Emma... Wait, yeah. What's the difference?
One of them was in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's why I shouldn't be voted. They should never let me vote in these things.
I'm learning that.
All of a sudden, the Harry Potter girl gets wins.
And, like, and I like that he's watching, not you.
He's just telling me. I'll just write down what he says.
That's funny.
But I get to vote for the Grammys, too. Like, I'm a Grammy voter. And so, you know, because you have to vote in a certain amount of categories. I don't know anything about, like, best rock punk collaboration, so I'll let Mike D vote for me.
And nice.
He picked them up. True?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So that's unless that's against the rules
and I didn't do that. Yeah. All right.
I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skit.
Good.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
We went and saw Dirks this weekend. Dirks played on Saturday night.
Yeah. Hold on.
And so the conversation came up the first time that you ever saw Dirks play. Amy, you saw him play for Open for George Strait, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he referenced that. I mean, not me being there, but at his show, he was talking about when John Party came out and they sang a George Strait song. He's like, my first tour was out with George Strait. And I was like, I was there!
You didn't even want to go see Dirks at the time. You just wanted to see George Strait.
I did. I was obsessed with George Strait, and I got invited on a blind date. They had tickets to George Strait, and I don't really do blind dates, but I was like, heck yeah, I'll be there. Meet you there. So I went on a blind date. He wanted to go see the opener, and I'm like, oh no, okay, fine, I'll go. And it was Dirks Bentley opening, and I loved it. And then I didn't end up dating the guy, but it was a fun night.
But you got to go see Dirks.
Yeah.
Like Morgan, who's our producer, is in the glass room. First time you saw Dirks was when?
I was probably about 14. It was at the Jackson Civic Center, tiny venue, and Luke Bryan opened for him.
So he was opening. Wait, hold on. Luke Bryan opened for Dirks?
Yes. It was back when Luke had his first album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I saw him in Austin for the first time at Stubbs. I went and saw, and I think maybe because Dirks always wore a Stubbs hat.
Mm hmm.
I think he got it that night I was there. I think I gave it to him.
Probably.
Yeah. I think I gave it to him as a gift there. It really was, if Dirks comes to town, go see that show.
It's so good.
John Party is so good, too. Man. But that being said, Dirks is playing our iHeart Country Festival. So if you want to make a weekend trip to Austin or you live in Austin, Dirks and Lady A, Little Big Town, and Jason Aldean, it's going to be a huge show. Go over to BobbyBones.com and get tickets. They just released some more this morning. That was one of my favorite parts of the show when he did I Hold On. That was good.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you have things that are shaped like guns, like it's going to bring up red flags. Here's someone with a gun-shaped key.
It's my house key. He's like, well, you can't take it out. First of all, you can't even get your finger in the hole, number one, if it was. You can barely get a finger around the grip. They say, I can't have it. I can't get on the boat. I either need to get rid of it, take it back. They have my address. They have my key. All I got to do is make a replica, and next thing I know, they can be at my house.
I mean, just gun-shaped stuff, it's going to get flagged all the time.
Well, yeah. Sort of like my grenade-shaped perfume.
Yes.
It's travel size, so I know I might get stopped at the airport, but once they realize it's perfume, I'm fine. It's my favorite.
And it's called, the thing is, it's called flower bomb.
Yes.
Even the word bomb is written on it. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're at the airport, they're like, what's this? It's just my flower bomb. That could be bad.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
Carpets are so clean. They came out and pretty much scrubbed all the pee and mud out of all my carpets.
Oh, nice.
you have an animal, you have to do it eventually. But it had been raining at my house, and my dog ran outside. And usually I catch him when he comes in. And then I wipe his paws down. And so I didn't. And he just tracked all through everything. And so they came out and sprayed and cleaned. And it's like a whole new house. It doesn't have that just hint of pee in the air. Because he pees in the closet. Like, if he can't go anywhere else, he doesn't want to get in trouble. So he tries to hide it. And he goes and he pees in the closet. So I had a company called Zero Res come out and clean my car. But they did a great job. But that was a highlight of my weekend. Did that. Went to Tuscaloosa and did a stand-up comedy show there. I did not see your family. They did not come up and say hello.
No, but they did go. I know, and my aunt, they don't want to bother you guys at all.
I was looking for them.
Well, listen, they had a great time. They were thankful for the tickets. They said it was so fun. I told my aunt, I said, describe it to me in three words. She said, fun, funny, and fun. So there's your
three
words.
You haven't been out to a stand-up show, have you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was at your very first one in Austin at the Paramount.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Okay, well then, I guess I have not come out.
No.
But maybe I'll check your tour lineup, see when I can swing the city.
You're good. I give you a little bit every morning.
Otherwise, we don't get to hear the material because it's not like any of it's out there.
I know, and like, Lunchbox wants to watch Chris Rock this weekend, and they take your phone. I don't do that.
Oh.
But like Chris Rock, they take your phone, so you don't put any of the material out.
Yeah, they give you this pouch, and they make you lock it, and you keep the pouch, but you can't unlock it until you leave the venue. They have a little thing at the end, and they unlock it for you because they don't want you recording any material, taking any pictures. It is very secure, and they have people standing around just like eyeing you.
For stand-up comedy, that's perfect because if any of it gets on the internet, you can't put any special out. You can't because you've already seen it all.
Yep.
So, it's different to comedy and music. Music, you hear the same songs. You want to go back and hear the same song you've heard 30 times. You still like to hear it.
Okay.
Like when we went to watch Dirks, we've heard I Hold On 7,500 times.
Yeah.
But it was still amazing.
But it was still great.
Yeah.
You hear a joke once, you kind of don't want to hear it again. So you only have one shot. Because we're going to do a special and a record. You know, with this tour.
So you got to keep stuff on lockdown.
I don't take
But you just
phones.
Trust people with their phones.
Yes, I'm just like, don't post anything,
or you
could
put a basket out. I'm sure those baggies are expensive.
No.
The lock baggies.
Just throw your phone in the hole. Find it later. Lunchbox claims he met Chris Rock, and then he brought this audio in.
It was awesome.
Okay, so Lunchbox was standing at the back door when Chris Rock walks out. You can be the judge. Lunchbox says they never made eye contact. They never shook hands. He never spoke directly to Chris Rock, but here.
Chris got... quick. I got the camera ready.
Step back.
Chris.
Thanks,
Chris. Huge fan. Come on. Oh. Look, here, snap picture. Look, he's smiling. Me and Chris. Did we get it all?
I got the door closed.
Why were you yelling, he's smiling?
Because he turned around and he was smiling, like he was sitting in the van.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, because I said smile, and he was smiling, so I was like, take the picture. And the wife was slow with the camera, and she got them slamming the door on me. And I don't know if he was even smiling at me, but I was just hoping he would smile and she would get him in the background. But it was really cool to meet him.
Is he in any of the pictures you have?
Yes. You can absolutely.
His face?
Yes.
For real.
Okay. We'll put it up at bobbybones.com.
If you look, there's one where it's the back of my head.
Yeah.
And if you look to the left side, you see his face.
So like, you really didn't meet him.
You got to look real close to
no,
see.
You got
to print
him.
It out and hold it up in the sun and then look.
If you take it and look at it like one of those dot posters when we were kids and you squint just long enough.
Look, he's right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you can see him.
Bobbybones.com to see this picture of Lunchbox.
That's awesome.
Would you say, though, you didn't meet Chris Rock?
What part of that is not meeting him?
All of it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
I mean, just let him. He met him.
I do want to say this. We've been doing like wife confessions and dad confessions and parent confessions. Mm. Everybody always wants to confess stuff on Mondays. Like, it's turned into this whole thing where if I don't give everyone their lane, people are like, why don't you let us confess? So we're just going to start calling it Monday Morning Confessions.
Because they're like, I got a wife, but I don't have
the church got to them.
If you want to call, listen, it's just become a thing. I'm going to open the phone lines. And you guys can call Monday Morning Confessions if you're a dad, if you're a wife, a husband, a daughter. I don't care what the confession is. You have it, you can call it. We've had to take this thing and expand it.
No judgment.
All right, so this week, tonight, episode 4 of The Bachelor, it's 2 hours. These 2 hour versions of reality shows, and they seem to be quite frequent now. I mean, that's longer than a movie. So who's watching, by the way, tonight?
Me.
Lunches?
Yep.
Anybody in the producer room? Morgan, are you... No, you're not into the season, Morgan, at all?
It's my boyfriend's birthday. Taking him to dinner tonight.
Are you DVRing it?
Of course.
Okay, so you are into it still?
Yeah, I am.
All right, there's Morgan, our producer, in the glass room, who loves The Bachelor and all the guys on that show, too. Because they come around here, she's always like, ah! Okay, that's tonight. Tomorrow, the Oscar nominations will be released. And also tomorrow, Kelsey Ballerini stops by my house and does a Bobby cast. So that's tomorrow night. Wednesday, Lady Antebellum's on Jimmy Kimmel. Thursday, Scandal returns.
Yes.
And it's also Thursday, National Green Juice Day. So that'd be a day for
celebrate.
You.
I will celebrate.
And on Friday, Lauren Alaina's album, Road Less Traveled, comes out. So that's the stuff happening this week. All right, coming up, I said we're doing Monday Morning Confessions. And we'll just make it a little more generic because everyone wants to get their confession in. And so the phone's, again, like my grandma would say, fuller than a dog tick. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I feel bad for Mike D because he answers the phones and he's just like, please hold, please hold, please hold, please hold. So we'll grab those calls coming up. We're organizing them right now. The Patriots and Falcons are going to Super Bowl, what number?
51.
30, nice.
Yeah.
And what are the numerals?
L-I.
Yeah, good for you. The two teams will face off in the Super Bowl. They're celebrating. I would assume that probably starting this evening, they start to prepare.
Oh,
like okay. You celebrate, like, that night.
Okay.
And then you start to prepare.
So it's like game faces on.
Yeah, as of today, game faces on.
You got less than 2 weeks to get ready, people.
After two recalls, they figured out that Galaxy Note 7, it was exploding because of the bad batteries. Like, it was a battery thing.
That was so bizarre,
mm-hmm. That
whole thing.
The findings reveal the phone suffered from separate battery and manufacturing defects. I didn't have this. Like, I have an iPhone. How many iPhones? Raise your hand.
All of us have iPhones.
What's crazy is you're seeing a slight culture change. Like, the Apple is not, they're not as focused anymore, and their products aren't as good anymore. Mm. And this Samsung thing is weird because they've really been on the rise, and Microsoft's on the rise. Like, you're starting to see everything. It's going to even out over the next 5 years.
Yeah,
I'm an Apple warrior, man. I love everything about them.
You're like an Apple ambassador.
I am. If they pay, I wish they paid me. They don't pay me. They don't need to. They may have to start in the next couple of years. But yeah, everybody else's stuff's really good, except for this Galaxy Note 7 that apparently it was just exploding all over everyone. I saw President George H.W. Bush is in stable condition. They're keeping him in the hospital in Houston. And Barbara Bush is improving. Crazy they both went in at the same time, huh?
I know. I was like, man, that's love.
You know who was really dumb is Madonna.
Yeah.
She got up and they're doing the protest. And, you know, the great thing about the protest was there were no big incidents. And
no,
I love a peaceful protest regardless of what it's about. It's what our country's made. But Madonna gets up and goes, she talks about blowing up the White House. Like, they should just lock her up for being dumb and yelling that in front of people.
Yeah, she basically said she'd thought about doing that.
Yeah, you should.
But then she later said that it was a metaphor.
Yeah, that's not a metaphor that you make out loud. You keep that metaphor in your head. Even if, oh, man. There was that. I'm going to get to these calls because these confessions are ready to go. Thank you very much for listening to the show this morning. Love you for it. Mr. Bobby Bones. Monday Morning Confessions. Tammy in Virginia Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Feel free to confess away.
Every week when I get my paycheck, I don't deposit all of it. I keep about 100 of it and hide it from my husband so that I have money to spend because he is money hungry and he keeps track of all the money that is spent in the household.
And what would he do if he found out that you were hiding money?
He'd probably shout the roof off of the house and go crazy.
So what if you asked him, it's just me playing devil's advocate here, because man, for just the dishonesty part of it, right. It'd be tough. What if you said, hey, listen, can I have $50 out of my paycheck? Would he say no to that?
He would give me he would sit there and talk to me and ask me why I would need it and then tell me why I didn't need to spend it on this, tell me I had enough of that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? live your life, I guess. Just don't get caught. I mean, I definitely wouldn't talk about it on a national radio show.
Yeah, it sounds like she shouldn't get caught. But
He doesn't listen to your show. So.
Well, then, hey, safe zone for everyone then. There you go. Hey, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, Tammy. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Man, it's just a hiding money thing. Because then here's not why it's just that. It's if you find out that that's happening, then you wonder, what else are they hiding?
Well, and then it's the fact that the communication can't be there or the trust can't be there to where you feel like you have to hide that. Like, why not just have it? Like, I worked for this money. I earned it. I would like to take $100 out for myself.
Well, that's a whole different fight.
I know.
That's a whole different like wormhole. Molly in Fort Smith, hello.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good. Monday morning confessions, you're on.
Okay, I have a parental confession. My son, he's 4 now, but when he had just turned 3, my boyfriend had bought us tickets to go to Arkansas Razorback baseball game. And he'd never been to a baseball game before. And I told him, I was like, well, bring your gloves because you might be able to catch a ball. And that was probably the dumbest thing I ever said. But anyways, he bought his gloves, and we figured out that our tickets were right behind home plate, which means obviously the batting net is there, and there's no way he's ever going to catch a baseball. So anyways, about after the 7th inning stretch, I was like, he's just begging. He's like, I wonder, am I going to be able to catch a ball soon? And he had no clue. And so I was like, sit here. I told my boyfriend, I was like, wait here. I got an idea. So I go up to the gift shop, and I buy a baseball. And I put it in my pocket and walk back down and stand behind him. And I'm like, Titus, keep an eye out, bud. I bet this next one's going to be coming your way. So he's got his glove reached all the way up in the air, just waiting on. And as soon as that batter hit the ball, I throw the ball in from behind him into his glove. And everybody around him, too, was, like, yelling for him and cheering. And he slept with that baseball for, like, 3 weeks. Still to this day, he has that baseball. And he talks about how he caught it at Arkansas like baseball.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
that's a lot of work. But you know what?
If we ever do a segment about catching baseballs, I wonder if you would ever call it.
How old is he now?
He turned 4 in December.
Oh, okay. I was thinking he was like 20.
Thank you for the call, Molly. All right, I want to go over to Cody in North Dakota. Hi, Cody. Thank you for calling. Oh, we lost Cody. How about we go over to Marie in Maine? Hi, Marie.
Hello.
Hey, Marie in Indiana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. Give me your confession.
So a few years ago, I went to pick my son up from preschool, and we stopped and grabbed some lunch, and on our way back, I turned around because he started throwing up, so I was trying to help him, and I accidentally went over to the right a little bit, and I hit the mirror on our vehicle on a mailbox.
So you crushed the mirror, and what did you tell whomever?
Well, to this day, my husband thinks that we pulled over in the parking lot to eat, and that a guy drove by with his big truck and one of his extended mirrors clipped our mirror and destroyed it.
Yeah. So,
to this day, and he still sits there and curses extra wide mirrors on trucks.
That guy.
Oh,
did you describe the truck that hit you?
Yeah, I told him it was a great big gray Chevy truck, and it was pulling this trailer. And
oh, you went that? You went above and beyond. Yeah, trailer and colors and hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. See, everybody's so dishonest. But maybe they feel better after the segment, and then they go home and they live more honest lives. I don't know. Courtney in Beaumont, how are you?
Hi.
You're a newlywed?
Yes.
So what's the deal with your house?
Well, my husband snores horribly, and I can't get any sleep. So I tickle him in his sleep, and he rolls over, and he stops snoring.
So you wake him up.
No, he doesn't wake up. He just starts fidgeting, and he rolls over, and he stops snoring.
But if you tickle him, it does take him out of a deep cycle of sleep.
Okay, so yes, I do.
All right, well, you know, what if you say, hey, I think you may have sleep apnea? Like, what if you try to fix that? That's he didn't care?
If I tell him that he snores, he goes, no, I don't snore. You snore. No, that's not true.
Wait, do you both snore? Does he do something to you and you just don't know too?
I don't know.
They're tickle fighting each other all night long and they have no idea. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for all the confession calls. Nothing illegal. Like, I'm seeing illegal stuff up here. We're not committing crimes confessing on the air.
No.
So,
because then we'll be, what is it called?
Accessories?
Accessories.
No, we won't. I'm not letting that happen. This is a Bobby Bone show. Bobby Bone. Ray thinks that he's got some secret about somebody playing our iHeart Country Festival. Ray always thinks he knows secrets about stuff. He's like, I know. You know the secret act is playing with us, the Raging Idiots. You think we don't know?
Well, I mean, I know I'm one of the few that knows who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Ray?
First of all, if you did, write it down. Write it down. We have an iHeart Country Festival coming up. And we just released more tickets this morning. And it's everybody from Aldean to Dirks to Kelsey to Little Big Town and Rascal Flat. I mean, it's really awesome. The biggest show. And Ray writes it down. No, that's not true.
All right.
That's just not
Can
true.
Can we know who he wrote down?
No,
that'll give
no.
Okay.
It's just not true.
Okay.
It was like, Ray comes in with, what was the last secret that he knew?
Oh, the big one.
It was Miranda Lambert and whatever, breaking up.
Yes.
And that didn't happen.
They're still together.
Anderson East.
Yeah. That's, Ray, I'm telling you.
I'm 100% confident in this one, and I have multiple sources on it.
If this person were playing, it would be out there. We would use this as... Okay, Ray. Whatever you say, bud.
I'm just saying, you've been pitching big surprise. There's your big surprise.
One big surprise is playing with us, the Raging Idiots, and we're not letting anyone know. That's a big surprise.
So could this be another big surprise that you just haven't heard
Maybe
about
it's
yet?
A big surprise for me. I don't know. I Heart Country Festival is coming up May 6th. There are a few tickets left. We released some more this morning. And you can get them at texasboxoffice.com or bobbybones.com. Ray and his secrets.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in too sometimes.
He's so confident, too.
I wish I could just list out some of the stuff he's told us about. That's just not true.
That's right.
We can't even say some of it on the air because he's like, you'll never guess what I heard about this artist.
Save that paper.
Oh, my God.
All you did was write one artist's name down. Why would I save that paper?
We know who you said.
I know who you wrote down. Let's do this. Washington, D.C. saw a 500% increase this year surrounding the inauguration of this. What do you think it is? We're never going to get it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So D.C. saw a 500% increase this year on this for the inauguration. All right. Never going to get it. Take a guess.
Men.
Good. Here we go. 500% increase.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy?
Alcohol sales.
Oh, good, but incorrect. Lunchbox.
Flights booked.
Oh, yeah. Eddie, come on.
Tourism.
No.
No.
I'm going to give you a second. I'll also open the phones. 877-77-BOBBY. D.C. saw a 500% increase in this for the events surrounding the inauguration.
Okay.
I have another one.
Oh, now, of course.
Yeah,
he missed the first one. And then Ray comes back with another secret. Ray's like our blind item guy, but he's never right. You know the blind items are like
yes.
The news?
Yeah.
But it's like, blind item, secret item. But it's never right. Alan's on in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Alan.
Yes.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm going to give you a shot at this here. Washington, D.C. saw a 500% increase in this for the events surrounding the inauguration. What was it?
What is security?
Oh, not Jeopardy, but I appreciate that. It is incorrect,
though.
That
was such a good guess.
I bet it was more than that. Yeah, I bet it was more of that. I mean, security, man. I appreciate the call, though. Let's do this one. Jenna. Jenna in Lakeland, Florida. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. You get one shot.
Littering?
Littering. That's a quality
Ooh.
Guess. I must do this, though. Oh, it's incorrect. All right, Amy, over to you.
Man, Kleenex.
You were so confident going into Rock On. What?
Well, now I'm like, I don't know. I felt like Kleenex, but...
Lunchbox.
This is so easy,
yeah,
guys.
Go for it. Go for it.
It's easy.
Come on.
Hit the ding.
All right.
Poster board sales.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie.
Oh, I had that too, but no, I'm going to go with American flags.
No,
come on.
I'll give you one more shot to get it here. Washington, D.C. saw a 500% increase for this in the events surrounding...
Okay, I'm in.
Listen how confident she is.
Yeah.
All right, never going to get it. 500% increase in D.C. during the events of the inauguration. All right, John in Kansas, you're up.
Hotel prices.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's not it, but that's a good one. Woo! That's a lot. Gouging right there, if that's the case. That's not it, but I appreciate that. Let's go over to Rick in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. What about you?
I'm going with arrests made.
Ah, 500% increase in arrests. No, that's not right either. Amy, I'm going to go to you one more time. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Comb overs.
Just kidding. That one's so ridiculous. That one's so ridiculous. Lunchbox at 500% what?
Guys, go ahead. You're rallying. You need megaphones.
Megaphone.
I got it.
Eddie.
Ball caps.
Ball cap. No. We'll come back to it later.
Okay. No, because those have never been sold before. There can be an increase.
Oh.
We'll come back to it later.
Dang it.
That's all. I have dogs liking being talked to in baby talk, apparently. So they did this whole study, and dogs, in fact, like to be talked to in what they call dog-directed speech, which is high-pitched talk. Now, I like to go around the room and talk to me like you talk to your dog.
Okay.
Just say, ask me how my day is.
Josie, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Do you talk to her all the time like that?
Majority.
Yeah?
Yeah. I even catch myself. Sometimes I'll be on Snapchat or doing like an Insta story or something, and I'll go back and watch it and be like, why do I sound like that?
So talk to me in that voice.
Bobby, you hungry? You hungry? Here. You want this pen? You want this pen? Here, take it. Take it. Come here.
Okay.
That's weird.
So all right. Weird. Lunchbox, now, you have two dogs.
I got two dogs.
Now, how do you talk to them? Talk to me as if you were talking to your dogs.
Oh, Bobby, you want a puppy treat? Want a puppy treat? Sit like a pretty girl. Sit like a pretty girl. Can you shake? Shake. Oh, you want to go outside? Want to go potty? Want to go potty? Oh, that's a good girl. That's a good girl. Good boy. Come here, Waldo.
Say good, Bobby.
Oh, good, Bobby. Yeah, good, Bobby. You need to go potty, Bobby?
I talk to my dog the same way I talk to you guys. Like,
we've always had a very human relationship.
We're just buds. I'm like, right. I'm like, dude, you got to go to the bathroom? If so, let me know. Like, my dog, too, as we've gotten older, it used to be, oh, don't go to the bathroom in the house. Then it was, bad dog for going to the bathroom in the house. Now it's, man, thanks for just going on the rug and not the carpet. You do it. He's 13 now.
Yeah.
We did play ball yesterday for the first time in a long time. But if it's like, I'm like, hey, dude, you want to go play ball?
Say that?
Oh, like, I talk to him like I would do Lunchbox.
Yeah.
That's so weird that you don't do the little.
I don't feel like I'm my dog's parent, though. Do you guys?
Yeah, you feel like it's your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm their parent. Yeah.
My dog's older than I am now.
And I say, I'll say like to if Josie, if my husband's in the room, I'll be like, go get your daddy.
I say that too. I say that too.
Yes, dude.
I say,
yes.
Go see if mom will feed you. Go see if mom will feed you. Yeah. I mean, maybe mom will give you some water.
I bet that's normal. Common. Yeah. I think mine's abnormal.
Yeah.
But apparently people say dogs like to be talked to like that. So I don't. Because you guys have tried it. I don't. And I know I've said I've never had a pet name for my girlfriend. I do kind of have a pet name for my girlfriend now.
What is it?
Oh, boy.
Are you going to tell us?
I will in a bit, because I just remembered that it started to happen.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll share it with you in a little bit.
Okay.
But I've never been a pet name at all.
No, I'm like trying to picture you using a pet name.
Organically happened. And it's like, I've said this like four times. And so I'll tell you what it is coming up in a minute here.
Okay.
Are you guys want another shot at never gonna get it or
man,
no?
I do. I want another shot always.
Okay, one last shot, then I'm gonna go take one more round here. Washington, D.C. saw a 500% increase in this for the event surrounding the inauguration. Amy.
Ice cream.
Lunchbox.
Easy. Dinner reservations.
I got it.
Eddie.
Rain ponchos.
No, but did you see President Bush putting it on?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
It was me. Like, I was watching him struggle with it, and I was like, right now, I am President Bush. Like, I'm
so
President Bush. Because he couldn't figure out how to get his head through which hole. Do you know how many times I put my head through an armhole in one of those things?
Yeah.
I was like, that's why that guy was so relatable to people, because he is us.
Yeah.
He's the people.
So, okay, let's go over to Asa in North Carolina. Hi, Asa.
Hey, what's up, man?
You're on the air. Give me that answer.
Parking ticket.
Parking, no, but I guess there'd be a lot more cars. Amanda in Baton Rouge.
Cell phone data.
Ladies and gentlemen, correct.
What?
It is cell phone increase.
Why?
Yeah, and cell service capacity. All the carriers had to build all these temporary cell sites all through the city because of all the people at once being there.
The influx of people.
Yes.
Got it.
Amanda, congratulations. I'm going to get you a prize. I don't know what it is. I'm going to send you through to Morgan, and she can take care of you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening to the show. Are you listening on Wink?
I am. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. And please keep listening. We really love it if
I
you
was
did
close.
That.
Close.
With what?
Poster board sales.
No, I wasn't close. Luke Bryan's confirmed for the Super Bowl. He will be singing the national anthem.
Hey guys, it's Luke Bryan here, and I'm so excited to announce that I will be performing the national anthem at Super Bowl 51 live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, right here on Fox, Sunday, February 5th.
It's a good look for Luke, good look for country music. It's just a good look. There have been a few country acts. Garth has done it. Dixie Chicks have done it. Carrie Underwood's done it.
Faith Hill.
Anybody else I'm forgetting?
That's it.
So he'll be the fifth of all the 51 Super Bowls. Yeah, congrats, Luke. That's cool, dude. Here's Justin Moore, who's having another baby. Now, listen, Justin Moore, I mean, he's a dad. He's got a bunch of kids, but they're all girls.
Mm-hmm. Got three girls.
So he's about to have another kid.
You know, I always kind of relate it to if I were single looking for a girlfriend or a wife after having success, you have to be guarded to see if it was really real or not, or if it was just somebody chasing something. And I think that's the same thing with my kids. I feel like they need to be guarded as far as friendships and all this and that. And I think they can let their guard down a little more back home.
And he's got three girls, and he's looking for, I'm not going to say a boy, but he probably like a boy at this point, huh?
Yes, he's looking for a boy.
He's just looking for a healthy baby.
Unless he's continuing to pump him out until he gets a boy. 13 days till the Super Bowl, 20 days till Walking Dead returns, and 23 days until Valentine's Day. And again, Eddie, do you guys do Valentine's Day, you and your wife?
I mean, yeah, a little bit. I mean, we don't go out to eat. We cook at home.
So y'all make sushi, like, right?
But where are the kids?
They go to sleep. I mean, they're in the house. We don't really make a big deal out of it just because we're like the parents.
But what if you did, though, a little bit for her?
I think she'd really like it.
Yeah.
But we just haven't gotten there yet.
I'm just leaving that there.
Oh, is that a hint?
What if you really just did something that, you know, that's all. She's like, you do.
I'll think about that.
Just love something. Bobby Bones. So, Eddie and I bet, like 8 weeks ago or so, that the Cowboys would or wouldn't be in the Super Bowl. I said, there's no way the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl. He said, oh, yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't dislike the Cowboys, but they break your heart. Eddie owed me
$100.
$100.
So he got tased because he didn't have the money on Friday's show. And at the end of the show, I said, you know what? I don't even want the money. Take the money and give it to Eddie Jr. for his birthday. His birthday was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
9 years old.
By the way, how'd it go?
It was great.
How'd the party go, the trampoline party?
It was good. He had fun. His friends had fun. I mean, I think it was a success.
Did anybody get hurt?
No. And I didn't step one foot on a trampoline. Took your advice.
It's just we're older now.
I know, but I thought about it.
So Eddie's got two kids, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Jeez. And so he takes the 100. I said, give this to Eddie Jr. for his birthday and tell him Uncle Bobby said here's $100. And I want him to record it because I know Eddie would not give it to him because Eddie didn't pay his bets.
It wasn't easy.
All right, I wanted to give you this. This money right here is from Uncle Bobby. He said, happy birthday, and it's $100. Can you count that?
20, 40, 60.
There we go.
80, 100.
All right, so repeat after me to make sure that you got the money. I.
Junior.
Junior. Got $100 from Daddy.
Got $100 from Daddy.
From Bobby.
From Bobby.
You confused him, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's like I want to throw that in to kind of confuse him and be like, I may have given it to you.
No.
So
then Junior goes in the other room.
Hey, wait, what'd you say? What are you going to do with it?
I got $100.
What did you say you're going to do with it?
I'm going to do $20. Can I do $20 with games?
You can do whatever you want. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just 20.
Just 20. What are you going to do with the rest?
I haven't chose yet.
He hasn't chose yet.
Is he going to save it?
Yeah, well, so far it's in his wallet. He's going to save it.
He has a wallet?
Oh, he has a wallet with
a
lot of bills
in
it.
Does he take it to
school with him? No.
Oh, so the wallet's basically a piggy bank.
Totally.
Yeah.
But with bills in it.
I like how he said, it's from Daddy, from Bobby. No, it's from Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the birthday party was awesome.
It was great.
Bones.
This weekend I went to see Dierks Bentley, and he did a big show in town, and the significance for Dierks was that he started playing at the little bars and has slowly moved his way all the way up to playing the big arena here. And so I guess the highlight of the show for me, I really enjoyed I Hold On.
Yeah,
oh, that's a pretty cool moment. He had that old guitar.
Like the stripes
And Dirk's canceled all his press before the show because he was losing his voice and he was sick. And so he had IVs and got steroid shots and went out. And you could tell at the end he was starting to rasp it a bit, mm-hmm. but really nailed it.
Like
it was a great show. Like prior to that show, I went and saw Eric Church. And it was the Church show was probably the most electric show I had seen in that place. I think Dirk slightly took that because it felt like Dirk was a little more of, I am just so grateful to be right here in this place. Both shows were amazing. Like and I've seen a bunch of shows there, and they're probably one and just right below that. But it was so good, and it was legitimately sold out. Like, you could look up, and it was full.
Every seat, had someone in it.
It was
crazy.
It was great. Like, it really was.
And you could hear it in his voice when he addressed the crowd when he came out and he was talking about it. You could almost hear him, like, look around and kind of chuckle as he talked, almost like he was laughing inside, like, is this really happening?
And he would just start talking. I was like, all right, dude, enough talking. More song playing. But he was just, like, he was
so
feeling
grateful.
It.
Yeah.
If Dirks comes to town, go see him. He came out. And am I the only one who wants the whole crowd was, like, just singing with him. You could feel it. Is there anybody out there? Dirks is also playing iHeart Country Festival. If you guys want to come to Austin, he's a part of that. It's going to be an amazing lineup. Tickets, you can go to bobbybones.com. It's in Austin. If you can get away for a weekend, May 6th, it's Dirks and Lady A and Little Big Town and Al Dean. So many acts that you can see. But that show's happening and still some tickets left for that. But I tell you what stood out to me, other than like the big magical Dirks show, was that John Party is so good. Mm-hmm. And he's been so good. And just full disclosure, like as a person, I like John Party a lot now. And we've gotten to know each other pretty well over the last year or so. We even went out and played shows together and I like him.
Yeah.
But he's getting so good. Like he's about to be the next, like Thomas Rhett's next up to be the big next superstar.
Mm-hmm.
John Party's about to be the next spot Thomas Rhett is. That's about to be the next superstar.
Wow.
And it was just John Party playing, and you were like, you're just watching something that's about to happen. And when he was singing Head Over Boots, the whole crowd. For an opener of three,
yeah,
to have the entire crowd rocking like that when people are there to see Dirks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there, they're like, hey, and Cole Swindell's going to play. But John Party had them up rocking as the very first act. The whole place was singing. Cause you're the one. And you would think he would end with this because this is like his big hit. No, he ended with Dirt on My Boots, which is going to be a number one song.
So good.
And the whole place was, again, just going crazy. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. I was so happy for John, man, because he killed it. I didn't see him, so I didn't. Didn't see him. But man, did you see? Did you stay?
I stayed. I talked to Cole Swindell for a little bit, but I never saw John. Mm-mm. But I did see him when he performed George Strait with Dirks.
And he came out,
Then right after they sang "Carrying Your Love with Me," and they killed it.
Do I have that of you? Yeah, I do. Here's Amy recording. She may be making noise over it here. Okay, so it's Amy singing with...
I was right up front, though, for that one, because, you know...
She's not on stage. I don't want people to think it's her with John and Dirks.
I was so close, and this kid in front of me, he got on his dad's shoulders, and the next thing you know, Dirks pulls the kid up on stage, so I'm like...
It was almost you on Dirks' shoulders.
If I had been on someone's shoulders, they would have seen me.
It was good.
Highlight of my night.
It was so good. I'm telling you, if you get a chance to see Dirks or even John, I mean, it was so good.
They all three did great.
And it's the only like weekend night I've had off in forever.
Yeah.
And so
I'm so glad you came.
I was debating just because I'd been on the we'd driven like to Alabama and back, and I was like, I don't know. And then I went because Dirks is a friend too, and it's weird how you get in friendships you don't really mean to, and that's one of those I didn't mean to get in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I have to go watch him. I was so glad I did.
Yes.
Because it was just so good. Here's Amy singing I Hold On. These aren't clips of Dirk. By the way, these are just Amy singing at Dirk's show.
I can hear you.
Oh, my All so cool. I'm telling you, it was such a big night for Dirks. Like as a person, I want to, and I gave his wife a big old hug. I mean, his whole, like, everybody was just like, this is the great. Like, it really was a big, and he's got to be in the Entertainer of the Year category now.
Wow, yeah.
He's at that level now. Like, it's hard to get that scrape from right below it, where you're just in that male vocalist to Entertainer of the Year. Like, he needs to be, I don't think he should win it this year, but he needs to start being in it.
Right.
I'm a big Carrie Underwood needs to win the Entertainer of the Year person this year. Like, I think it's her time. But Dirk has got to, he's got to start being
start
in that level.
Recognizing it.
Yeah. Here's Amy singing Different for Girls. These are all just, I didn't know these were all, I thought they were literal clips Amy took from the show. It's just her
it
singing.
It is clips of the show. Yeah. I just happen to be singing.
Yeah. I talked to El King for a while. She came, because she came back and was standing with us. Did you see her?
I saw her. I didn't talk with her.
She's
but
so
everyone
nice.
Kept saying how sweet she was.
She's so nice. And yeah. We played the Opry at the same time that her and Dirk did last time. Uh-huh. And it was really the only time I talked to her like 5 minutes. That was it. She knew who I was, and I was like, You realize I'm just the guy from the radio. Because sometimes people think I'm like, you know, John Stamos or something. You know?
Someone did think you thought you looked like him.
And I got, and I was like, have mercy. And they were like, well, I don't get it. It was somebody young. They didn't get the full house difference.
I think it made you feel old.
It did. I was like, he's like 50.
He is, yeah. He does like yogurt commercials.
To be regular.
Yes.
By the way, Dirks, I don't know, you're probably not listening, you're probably not awake, but it was a fantastic show. Yes.
Amazing.
There's a guy, he's a huge Packers fan, and it stinks that for him the Packers lost, but the story is the woman he's married, her name's Marie Packer, so he plans to take her name because he loves the Packers so much. He's changing his last
name. Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Crazy.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if that's why he initially dated her.
Big fan of the Green Bay Packers, and he's engaged to none other than a woman named Marie Packer. So when they get married in June, Ryan says he will take her last name, so he will be Mr. Packer. Everything at their wedding will be in the Packers colors, forest green and cheese gold. He said the decision was a no-brainer because his two favorite things in the world are Marie and Green Bay, both Packers.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. Yeah. It really is.
That's cool. I just posted on my Instagram that the announcement came out. I think it's coming out till tomorrow, but I get to do a TED Talk.
Okay. So I had heard you might be doing it, and now seeing the official announcement, that's crazy because that's like a huge deal. TED Talk?
For me, it is because I'm a nerd and I watch them all the time.
And so what are you talking about?
I guess I can say the title of mine is Winning by Losing, meaning how you be a winner is you just try a whole lot and fail a whole lot.
Okay.
And so that's all. So I took this next weekend off of the road because I'm just writing.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Well, so how does it work?
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to go do it and they're going to tape it and then obviously people all over are going to watch it, but I don't know.
Then I become famous and then, yes.
But how do you get tickets to the, do we have to like?
I have no idea. I didn't know they were announcing it today. It just came across. But for me, this is one of those things that was like a goal thing for me, like in my life.
Yeah, no, this is huge.
I have a question I'm a little embarrassed to ask.
Go ahead.
But I don't know what a TED Talk is.
It's a motivational talk about different parts of life. And,
okay.
Not motivational, or they have categories, inspiring or
success, career to success.
Yes.
And so you're in the inspiring category?
I don't know. I could be in the like idiot category. I have no idea.
But what does it come out on? Like TV?
You can watch them
online. There's a whole TED
online.
Talk website and YouTube has them.
Got it.
That's not dumb.
Okay, I was just wondering because I'd never heard of that and I've heard people talk about it but I never did research on it.
Yeah, it's not
who are some other people that have done TED Talks that we would know so we can kind of relate to this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Gosh, we're so dumb.
No, it's not that. It's
well,
like
I mean, I have
they
not.
Announced the ones here in town and it's like astrophysicists.
Oh, wow.
Astrophysicists?
Dang, dude.
And me.
And Bobby Bones. That's awesome.
It's not, I mean, I can read you the first part of the article.
You know, I've watched a few, but I can't tell you their names.
Astrophysicists, artists, celebrity chefs, and clinical psychologists will be among the speakers. Radio personality Bobby Bones and chef restaurateur Manit Chauhan, I don't know how to pronounce her name, so if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, lead this year's diverse lineup of speakers.
Oh, you're leading it?
And so that's what it says. And then there are Rodney Crowell speaking, Chris Allen's playing. But it's like a bunch of like science. It's like
cool.
Learning stuff. Anyway, then I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas.
I've watched some like from women that are doing like image talks like that are really, really good.
Wow. Okay.
So it's exciting for me.
Look at you.
And I watch them all the time. I need to be inspired.
I love it.
When does this happen?
March 17th. I don't know.
Pretty. Oh, you're guessing?
No, I know for sure when it happens.
That's almost my birthday.
That's why I took the. I mean, I'm staying home just to write this weekend. I had a writing yesterday.
I was wondering what you were writing on. Are you writing? So you're writing for your TED Talk? Or are you working on a project? Oh, you're a project that's being announced Tuesday.
No, that's this. It's supposed to be announced tomorrow. Anyway,
I'm following you. Sorry, there's so much going on.
It just came across. All right, and we're good. Thank you. Everybody good?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ready? Welcome.
Wait, you have something else to announce?
No, this was the confusion. No, 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 no. Our iHeart Country Festival, hope you come. Still some tickets because they put some up today if you guys want to come. You go to bobbybones.com. But take a weekend, come to Austin, watch the biggest country show. And the cool thing is it's on a stage that flips. So like Al Dean does, you know, 5 or 6 huge hits, and the stage immediately flips over, and then like Little Big Town goes, and the stage flips over, and then Dierks Bentley goes. And
it's awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And it is the biggest night. So if you're a country music fan, you can go many places, bobbybones.com, texasboxoffice.com, and you can get tickets there. I did mention earlier, and it wasn't, I didn't have it written down to talk about, but I've never been a pet name person. Like, mm-hmm. I've been my girlfriend for 7 months now, and so, and I've never had a pet name for anyone.
Not like Schmuckums.
I don't call, like you and your husband, what do you call him?
I say babe or honey or, but yeah, it alternates.
What's he call you, pretty girl? Oh, no, that's what Lunchbox calls.
Let's call my dog.
What's he call you?
Yeah. My husband will say babe, too, or honey. Like, we do the same back and forth.
But what, like, Amy's not long.
Yeah, I guess, so, yeah. He doesn't have a nickname for me, like a pet name other than honey or babe.
That's a pet name.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, like, your name is short anyway.
Yeah. Well, but sometimes it's just cool to say babe.
Do you like it when he calls you that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Ooh, it would be weird for me if he called
me. Why? Wait, so clearly your girlfriend doesn't call you anything?
No.
No, but you have one for her.
Well, I call her poo-poo.
No, you do not.
I do.
What?
Yeah, because it's terrible.
Hey, poo-poo. What?
That's not very good.
When did this start and why and how has it carried on?
It's carried on because it's so not fun. It's like I'm almost like, all right, poo-poo, I'm going to go.
My kids would love that.
And so I think at first she thought it was just funny, and so I've just kept saying it over and over again.
So you're sort of doing it with sarcasm.
Now it's just kind of a thing, because I don't call people pet names.
I thought you were like for real being.
It kind of is, because she was out, and I think she did 3 or 4 shows with Eric Pasley. Like, she went out on the road with him, and so we didn't see each other for a bunch of days. And she got to the house yesterday after she got off the bus, and we spent yesterday afternoon together. We watched The Office and did yoga and just did a thing. But it was like, you know, hey, Poo-Poo's back. And I don't think she likes it, but she doesn't want to say she doesn't like it because she knows I'll keep doing it. So it's this weird place.
Poo-Poo?
Yeah.
I could see it working.
Better
I
than
guess.
Nothing, though, huh?
I guess so. I kind of like that it's making you smile really big right now.
Because I just know it probably drives her crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Poo-Poo.
Yeah.
So, like, if y'all are at yoga together, do you ever, like, if you're like, hey, Poo-Poo, scoot over.
No.
You need more room. Hey, Poo-Poo, get on the mat.
No, I don't do it in public because even I'm embarrassed at that.
So but it's only in private.
We did. I like, here's the thing, like, she got me doing yoga, mm-hmm. which is good because I've started to enjoy it. I don't like going with her as much because she's good.
Yeah.
And she makes it, and I'm just not that good. And here's how every class works. The instructor tells her how great she's doing in front of everyone, and the instructor constantly is like, Bobby, lift your knee. The instructor comes over and like pulls my, you know, head. So, and she's always like, Lindsay, you're just doing fantastic. Oh. And she's like, Bobby, lift your back, Bobby. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, do you feel like you're getting better though?
Yeah, I just want to go to the class and go, hey, Lindsay, why don't you go to the other side of the room? I'll go on this side of the room. So it does.
Right, because it almost makes, if she's doing it totally right, it makes you look worse.
Worse, yes.
Well, I mean, but they're only correcting you so that you can do it right. I mean, it's for your
Yeah, own but
good.
I'm next to what yoga queen over there. And so, but we went, I sweat my brains out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm disgusting.
No, I want to go with y'all. It's awesome. I'm so glad
no,
that
No, I'm not going with anybody else.
It.
I just want to go by myself.
What?
I want to leave Poo Poo home and go by myself.
All right.
They were playing Walker Hayes in the
In the class?
In the class
That's
yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah.
Walker's like one of my favorite artists in country music, period. He doesn't have a bunch of stuff on the radio, but he's also opening for my comedy tour. I was like, dude, you have to come out. And they were playing him in the class. That was cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
Poo-Poo liked it too.
Yeah, I bet she did. Hey, Poo-Poo.
What do you call your wife, Lunchbox?
Sweet stuff.
You
no,
do?
I do not.
Or do you just, are you just saying this to...
Guys, I mean, every time I say something, why can't I call her sweet stuff?
Well, because I'm trying to picture you actually doing that. Hey, sweet stuff. And you don't say
it's
sweet
hard
stuff.
To say too.
How do you say it? How you say it then? Exactly how
what
you say
else,
it.
Sweet stuff.
No, you okay. don't.
Get over here, sweet stuff.
No.
Do you say it in that creepy tone?
Is that creepy? I thought that was being like, come on.
See?
Eddie.
What if you're asking like for your car keys? How do you say like, hey, sweet stuff. Have you seen my car keys?
Don't have to ask because she invented the best thing ever. It's called a key bowl. She puts it right by the front door and I drop them in every time. But if I need like the remote, hey, sweet stuff, give me that remote.
Sweet stuff is hard to say though.
Yeah.
Say sweet stuff.
Her name is easier than that.
Maybe for you guys if you got like a speech problem, but sweet stuff.
Well, I do.
Hey, sweet stuff.
Sweet stuff.
What?
Sweet stuff. Hey, sweet stuff. Sweet stuff.
Yeah, and she calls me all sorts of things.
I bet she does.
Like what? Hey, tell us one thing.
Jerk.
Daddy.
Oh, I was about to say daddy. No, nobody in here you know has what? Anybody that ever calls
no,
me daddy.
But you know what creeps Lindsay out? I'll be like, hey, come up here to Uncle Bobby. She hit it.
Yeah, that's so creepy.
You do that in public?
No, but we're at the house. Or if we're saying like, I'm like, come over here, sit by Uncle Bobby. She hates that. It's like I live to torment her. They talk about it. I think I just torment her.
Now you need to combine the two. Be like, hey, Poo Poo, Uncle Bobby wants to talk to you. Get over here.
Hey, Poo Poo, Uncle Bobby's at home waiting on you. How creepy does Uncle Bobby sound?
He sounds super awesome.
I am awesome to date, as you can tell. Woo! She got a real catch, boys and girls.
That's awesome.
But
we'll keep up the yoga, because you're going to get good.
I am trying to get better.
You're going
to
love it.
Yeah. It's tough. I don't stretch very well. My buttocks are sore.
I'm glad you recognize it's tough. So many people think yoga is not tough, and it's so...
No, it's as tough as anything else I do.
Thank you.
Like, street fight, it's as tough as that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
Well, now that you do yoga, you don't do that anymore. Namaste.
I don't say namaste. Because all of a sudden we're in India. It's the dumbest thing. I was about to go into something else. Let me just talk for a second. Because we're at the end of this class, and the teacher comes in, and she's like, okay, left leg over right. Okay, bend to your left. Okay, and all of a sudden at the end, everyone says this. Is it an Indian word?
She says, it means, let the light within me honor the light within you.
Whatever bullcrap that is, everybody goes, namaste. And you know what I do every time? And Poo Poo gets upset. Not upset. She looks at me funny because I'm ridiculous. I go, Scooby-Dooby-Doo. So the teacher will go,
namaste.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And then everybody kind of looks at me. I'm not saying what? All of a sudden, I'm transformed I'm in India now.
I don't really always say, I mean, it doesn't bother me to say it, but honestly,
I don't chant either.
If it's a guy thing, I don't do that either. But my husband, even when he goes, if they want everybody in the room to collectively shut their eyes at the end in a circle, my husband is like such a rebel or something. He like refuses to shut his eyes.
I'm out
and
on this
won't
whole.
He put his hand like in prayer position. He just sits there. Eyes wide open. He's like, you're not telling me to shut my eyes.
I feel the same way. Like, I'm a yoga rebel.
Yeah. Good. You and him should start taking classes together, you rebels.
Like, all of a sudden, okay, namaste. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And she looks at me like, what, really? You doing
Bobby,
this?
Don't be obnoxious.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to talk about artists that get mad when their songs are played in certain places, because Rachel Platten, who's a pop singer,
mm-hmm.
and I like the song Fight Song here.
This is my fight song, take back my life song.
She's mad that her song was played at the inaugural ball. Now, if you're mad your song is played in a commercial, that makes sense because they're making money off of you, and I totally get that, and you got to get paid. When you make a song and you record it and you put it out, it can be played publicly wherever. Like, you put the song out, people can take it, interpret it, put it out. I think people, they get upset at their song being played places, they can get upset and they can say it, but really it's for no reason. I mean, that's what you do when you put it out. People can use, I can play it right now. I can play it right now.
Like, it's the course of the song's life is going to be associated with things you disagree or agree with throughout, you know, everywhere where it gets played. But I guess the inauguration is such a public platform, then you think people are associated? You're associated with it?
They
is that
do.
Why she's mad?
And she has to say it because she doesn't want people to think that.
Just to clear the air.
But artists get mad when they're played in public places. It's like, your song exists.
Right.
And that's part of putting a song out, is that it exists for everyone to use. As long as you're not using it commercially, they can use it. Lunchbox.
So they can't do anything about it because there's some artists that say, quit using my song to promote your campaign or whatever. So
they can't do anything about it.
Okay. So these artists are just a bunch of crybabies?
Or they just want people to know they're not with it.
Okay.
And that's their way of
And that's
making
their way
that
of
statement.
Doing it. But now if I use it in a commercial...
Right.
I would owe money because I couldn't sell the product. The Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl, and they say, was it because a fire alarm was pulled at the Steelers hotel? By the way, they won 36-17. Patriots beat Steelers. And there are always conspiracy theories with the Patriots cheating. Last week, there was a rumor they swabbed the Steelers locker room with the flu virus because all the Steelers got
Oh, my
the flu.
Goodness.
And then someone pulled the fire alarm 3:40 a.m. the night before the game, the night before last.
The 25-year-old man who pulled the alarm was caught.
He was
arrested.
25?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
That's no, it's funny.
No, he's an idiot. Somebody could have running out of there. Someone could have thought it was a fire, broke a leg. I mean, not even just the team.
Right. You shouldn't do that.
He had no connection with the team other than he was a fan. It will be Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl appearance.
Wow.
He's won 4 of them.
Is that the most ever for any football player?
If he wins, he'll be the most. There are three quarterbacks of 4, I think. Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady, right?
Yep.
If he wins, he'll be the quarterback with the most.
Wow.
The quarterback. I don't think he's the most, though, period.
Okay.
You may fact check that.
It's impressive.
It is.
Like, I'm really impressed by...
The impressive thing isn't just the winning. It's the fact that they've stayed together so long, a coach and a star quarterback. You're impressed by what?
Him, Tom Brady.
Because he's so good looking? Yeah. Is that why?
I was sort of just making a joke because, like, obviously I don't know his football stats. And then I'm like, I'm so impressed by him. And you're like, yeah. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, Bobby, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Other than I do recognize that he is good at the game.
That's true. I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a nut job, too.
What do you mean?
Eddie, I know you love her.
I do. What's the problem?
She put this guide out to clean sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
One, she goes, only sleep with pillows that have copper in them.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
Two,
I'm taking notes.
You need to have a 12-hour fast before you sleep.
Smart. No, after you sleep, okay.
Is that what it is?
It's
after?
You sleep before your next meal, from dinner to breakfast.
Okay, she's nutty too. Amy's nutty too. She puts on battery-operated heated socks.
What?
Wow.
And she takes a pill of magnesium in it. She's like,
oh, check. I do that every night.
You do?
Yeah, Magos.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
It's a pill with magnesium in it.
Magos.
The brand I take is called Mago. Mago 7.
You guys and your nutty thing.
But I gotta get these socks. Where do you get those?
Sounds like a fire waiting to happen.
I got to hang out with a girlfriend on Friday night. I don't get to see that much. And we went on a long walk and caught up. And then I sort of just like had to relax yesterday. I was out till 2 a.m.
Time marches on.
On Saturday.
For sure.
And we stayed at the venue till 2.
Really?
Yeah. But it went by so fast, it felt like it was 10 p.m. And then I was like, you guys, I gotta go.
Yeah, we all went to Dirk's. Here's Amy singing at Dirk's. Dirk's and John Party did Carrying Your Love With Me. And Amy, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah,
that was more of a trio there.
The only thing that could have made that night better was if George Strait actually, like, came down from the ceiling on a rope or something. Other than that, like, that concert that night, seriously, so much fun.
You just yell yeah in the middle of solos? What's wrong with
you? Listen, I was watching back some of my Instagram and Snapchats, and I was like, this is slightly embarrassing how many yeahs I had.
It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked. When I got to the venue and I saw you there, I was like, yes, Bobby came. He's here. I mean, I know that you had fun, but did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. It was really good. Friday night, went to Tuscaloosa and did a stand-up show, and that was fun. It was a long drive because we drove 4.5 there, did the show, and drove 4.5 back.
Because y'all didn't even spend the night. You just got in the...
Mm-hmm. Wow. We just drove. And went to the Dirk show. Mm-hmm. And so, and Lindsay was gone all weekend because she was out doing shows. And so then, the Dirk show was a lot of fun. And I haven't been out in like that for a year probably.
I can't put my finger on him. Like, is it because I never do anything?
It's because you love him.
Oh. No, but I mean, just overall, like everyone that was, no, okay, fine, yeah.
For example, evidence number one, whatever they say. Enjoy the solo, Amy. Enjoy it.
They were doing a good job.
Here's backstage. Amy found Dirk's pilot outfit just sitting up there.
No.
Right?
I'm backstage and look what I came across. Dirk's pilot outfit. Ow, ow.
Stop. See, what's wrong with her?
Whatever.
It was for Drunk on a Plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's in an airplane.
And we get it.
He sings in the pilot's outfit and then he like rips it off.
Did you put it on?
No, I didn't put it on. I didn't touch
it. Oh, that's crazy. It's Amy's, right?
Yeah, like, they said he doesn't really like to wash it or something.
Dirk's and pilot. Like,
I know. I sent my husband video of Dirk's being a pilot singing. Yeah. Like, could you do this? That's so bad.
Oh,
Oh my
that just
God.
Sounds, wow. that is just that, sounds bad.
He's sad because he has to role play as Dirks.
No. What a terrible life.
I know. But he has to come in with a guitar.
That's,
he's like, hold on. Hold on.
So that's not what I meant. I meant like, could you put on your pilot suit? He's like, see, you don't have to be Dirks.
He's like, what's it tonight? She's like, Dirks. He's like, great. Am I the only one that wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there that wants to have a cold beer? Are we done?
I can say with 100% that that has never happened, nor will it. Okay? So, yeah. Stop.
We believe
God,
you.
You just make it sound so bad.
Amy,
we.
Can I play the clip back?
Backstage and looked what I came across. Dirks's pilot outfit. Ow, ow.
Now, for example, that wow, wow, that's actually what that noise is. It's pornographic music.
No, it's wow, not.
Wow. Oh, really?
What no, is that? No, it is not. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
what
that's,
wow,
that's the joke that's made.
No, it's from Brown Chicken Brown Cow.
But that's Bow Chicka Bow Wow from pornos.
No, it is not. It is not.
Well, it, okay.
It's
okay.
Not.
And then when
from
she
like
goes,
70s ones. That's why
fine,
they.
Fine, okay, whatever. It's not. Wow.
You hear you go, like you.
I heard that too, and that's almost more awkward than the wow wow.
Amy's husband, I'm home. Oh man, I gotta do Dirks again.
Where's the guitar?
Come a little closer, baby. Can I be done?
Which Dirks did not sing that at the concert, and I'm a little bit, I was a little bit upset about that. But I mean, I get it.
I heard no upset in anything in the clips that I heard. So. There's this health coach who's talking about, and listen, we're the people to listen to this because it's like as you get older and your metabolism drops and it's like, okay, you're getting closer to 40,
yep.
Like you have to treat your body differently.
After 40, your metabolism does actually start dropping a little bit, but it's not in the way that you think. It's because we are dropping the actual muscle mass in our body 3-5% every decade after you're 30 years old.
So you got all of us, like, dang. Lunchbox, Amy, myself.
We're losing muscle.
I mean,
mass,
Eddie's even
like,
closer.
Right
but
now.
Yeah, like,
hey.
We have to realize things are getting real now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, here's what you do.
In your 40s, it is critical to pick up a couple of weights and just so that you can create the muscle mass and keep restoring it because you are losing it every decade naturally. It's just all, we're all going in that same direction.
You ever see those commercials that like 75 year old guy is ripped up?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, take this pill and you'll look like him. Yeah. I'm like, dang, I work out hard now. I'm in my 30s, and I don't look like him.
Give me one of those pills.
I need those pills right now. I've been taking those Parasite pills.
Yeah?
Called,
Parasmart.
It's called Parasmart.
Okay.
And they taste terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think I have a parasite. But I've been taking them.
Better to be proactive.
Yeah, that's right. They're reactive. It. And they taste terrible, but I'm almost done.
Why do you take them then?
Because he heard he might have a parasite.
Claim myself out, and then... You never know what I could have living down there. So I just want to clean everything out. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. You what? Take them for 15 days, and you take two with every meal, so it's six a day.
Man.
It's a pain in the butt. But whatever, I'll be done, and then I'll not have any parasite, mm-hmm. which will be fantastic.
Until you catch your next parasite. That you
that's
don't
true.
Know that
so I probably need to get back on them immediately. Eddie, I got a lot of messages. People surprised you didn't know what a TED Talk was.
Really?
I didn't think anything about it. I love to read and
yeah.
watch speeches online. So I'm a big fan of TED Talks. For years, I watch them on Netflix. I watch mm-hmm. them everywhere. And so, but yeah, a lot of people were like, because I'm doing one. I just got announced today that I'm doing one. But they were like, I can't believe Eddie didn't know what a TED Talk was.
Since then, I've done a little bit of research. So now I know. But no, I didn't know anything. Like anything about
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox, did you?
Like, how would I ever hear of a TED Talk? I've never been invited. Don't know anything
just
about
the
it.
Net.
Cam did one Saturday because she texted me. I was like, I swear, and I couldn't say I was doing one, but she was like, I'm about to do my TED Talk. She did one in California. And I was like, she goes, yeah. She goes, you should really look into doing one of these. And I was like, I guess I should. Knowing I couldn't announce it yet.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah.
It's like a smart people thing, huh?
Well, yeah.
Because,
I mean,
if you're chosen to.
No, well, not just be chosen, but to know what they are, because I mean, I don't know.
I just think it'd be smart. It's just if you're looking. For knowledge, or they don't all kinds of subjects.
Yeah, well, I look for knowledge, and I go to like Google and I type in like news.
There you go.
And they, I mean,
everybody finds it different ways.
So these are like summits and stuff where like you talk to really, you're like an influential person.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Sure.
I'll answer that for you. Dang. Absolutely. I think it's a huge honor.
Oh, I'm pumped. Like, I'm such a nerd that I'm just like, this is it for me. Like, drop the mic, boom, walk out of the entertainment industry forever.
Who is going to be in the room you're going to be talking to?
I don't know.
It's not an empty room, right?
No, people buy tickets.
Wow.
I might have to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tickets are $1 million each.
What?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
No, they're not.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Gonna go, but say thank you for listening. You can hear lots from the Dierks Bentley show that we went to. Now, they all include clips of Amy singing with the songs, but they're up if you want to hear the show back. Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks for being here. We'll see you guys on Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, we're always bringing you good news with the Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.